Hello everybody, it's Mr. Tall23 back in our video. In this video, I'm going to be talking about the doctrine of Calvinism, and I've addressed it in videos in the past, and the falsehoods of the belief, but I want to go over it again because it seems like some people are still really falling into this trap, this false doctrine, which is contrary to the gospel, which is given in the Bible. And for those of you who don't know, Calvinism is a soteriological view, which is named after the theologian John Calvin, who took many of his ideas from the writings of Augustine of Hippo. And the followers of Calvin eventually became what is known today as the Reformed churches, and other denominations which arose from Calvinist beliefs include the Presbyterians and the Congregationalists, as well as the Reformed, in particular Baptists. And the theology of Calvinism regards the origin of one's faith. And so in Calvinist theology, it is impossible for man, who is said to be completely or totally depraved, to accept the gift of God on their own. Rather, it was God, by his own sovereign will, who predestinated certain people to either be saved or to be damned before the foundation of the world. So when Jesus died on the cross, it is said that he only died for the elect, or those who were chosen by God beforehand, before the foundation of the world. And those who are chosen and have come to salvation will persevere in their faith and eventually develop works along with that after being saved. However, this is a flat-out lie, and it's not what the Bible teaches at all regarding salvation. The Bible clearly tells us that Jesus Christ died for all of mankind, that salvation is a free gift given to all, and that it's by their own individual choice whether or not to accept the gift of salvation. And the beliefs of Calvinism are often divided into five different doctrines or components put into the acronym of TULIP, and that would be total depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace, and perseverance of the saints. I'm going to be talking mainly about two of these, which are unconditional election and limited atonement, or the idea that God chose who to save and who to damn through predestination based on no foreknowledge, and that Jesus only died for these elect in the limited atonement section or concept. So first, the entire credibility of John Calvin should be thrown away when seeing the multitude of verses which prove that Christ died for everybody, which disprove the idea of limited atonement. The Bible repeats it over and over again. The Bible says in John chapter 12, verse 32, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Romans chapter 5, verse 18, "Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 to 15 says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10 says, "For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe." Titus chapter 2, verse 11, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God should taste death for every man." 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, "That he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." So all of these verses specifically mention that Christ died for all. It says over and over again, all men, all men, all men, all men, every man, the whole world. Okay, so Calvinists should have to deny all of these verses in order to support their doctrine of limited atonement. We also see in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "But there are false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction." So even heretics, people who clearly aren't saved, people who teach damnable heresies, of them it says that the Lord bought them. Again, the blood of Jesus Christ did not just pay for some, it paid for all. It paid for all men. Jesus Christ tasted death for every man, as it says in Hebrews chapter 2. And then that's also why in 1 John chapter 2, it says that Jesus is the propitiation for the sins of the whole world. Okay, and then later in the book of 1 John, it says in John 1 John 4:14, he refers to Jesus as the Savior of the world. Not only that, but Jesus gave the command to preach the gospel to everybody. It says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." So why would Jesus command his disciples to preach the gospel to every creature if they were just going to be saved anyway by the predestination of God? Well, as the Bible repeatedly declares, it's not limited. It's given to everybody, and it's their own choice. The atonement of Christ on the cross was for every man, and this was done because, as the Bible teaches in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1-4, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. So a strange objection by Calvinists to people like me who teach against their doctrine is that those who reject unlimited atonement, or those who reject limited atonement, are denying God's sovereign will. And the argument goes that because God is sovereign over the universe, there is no free will, and ultimately our decision to have faith in Christ is forced upon us by God. It's His decision whether or not we believe. He determines all of our destinies. We are destined to believe. However, according to this verse in 1 Timothy chapter 2, it says that it is the will of God to have all men saved. So if it was only by God's choice and His choice alone and not by our own will, then why is it that some do not believe? It says that he will have all men to be saved. So it is His desire, it is His will to have all men saved. So if it's God's own sovereign choice to choose who is saved and who is damned, why are there people who are damned if it says in the Bible that there are people, or that God wants everybody to be saved? Well, the fact of the matter is, it's not purely by God's decision. Rather, it's our own will. We make our own decision. We're responsible for our own actions to either accept or reject Christ. And that's why the call is made in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 17. It says, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." So the gift of salvation is offered to everybody as a free gift. Now we just need to accept it. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world," again, it's everybody, it's God loving the world, "that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." That's John 3:16. It's a whosoever basis. It's not just God just chooses who is saved and who is damned. And again, as shown already, God wills for everybody to be saved. That's what the Bible declares. Now, this is just a quick attack on the doctrine of Calvinism. Again, I'm not going to go through all of the 5 points. I'm not going to go through every single little tenet in the Bible, but you can see from these verses, I mean, this should be enough to just blow it out of the waters and just kind of ruin the credibility of John Calvin, because it says over and over again, all men, every man, the whole world, just pretty clear that Jesus Christ died for everybody. There's no way you can interpret those verses differently. It says all. You can't say it just means some. That doesn't make any sense. Another video has already addressed the arguments which the Calvinists used to support Calvinism. I'm not going to really go in detail with that, but just to quickly talk about that, one of them would be the misuse of Romans chapter 9, which refers to the nations of Jacob and Esau, but they think it refers to the individuals of Jacob and Esau, even though it quotes from Genesis 25, where the angel said to, Rebecca, the angel said to Rebecca that that the two nations are in her womb, and then it refers back to, I think, the book of Malachi, I think it is, where it talk, or either Malachi or I think it's one of the minor prophets, where he says, "Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated." Well, that's if you read the context of that, that's referring to the nation of Jacob and Esau. It's not referring to the individuals at all. Okay, so they misuse Romans 9 to try and prove their doctrine. They also misuse passages about predestination, such as Ephesians 1:5 and other places, which never say that they're chosen or they're predestinated to be saved based on nothing, but it rather teaches that we're predestinated to be conformed to the image of God's Son and to be adopted as sons of God. And it's talking about the people who are already saved. It says that the people who are saved are predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son and to be adopted. Those are the things that we're destined for. It's not who is going to be saved and who's going to be damned. It never says that anywhere in the Bible. So, babes in Christ out there, people who are new Christians, don't fall for this lie, don't fall for this doctrine. It's false. It just completely denies the power of Jesus Christ. It's nonsense. It doesn't mean anything. It's just something made by some freaking Catholic, and yes, John Calvin was a Catholic. Yes, he changed some of their doctrine, but for the most part, he still believed in a lot of Catholic doctrines, and he was still an idolater, he was still a baby baptizer, he was still somebody who thinks that you can turn water and wine into the literal blood and flesh of Jesus Christ, he was still a pagan, okay? He was still in the system of Babylon. He's just a Protestant. He just protests some of the things of the church and just tries to reform it a little bit. He doesn't leave the Roman Catholic Church or anything. He's still a false teacher who uses false doctrine, by the way, which comes from the Catholic Church, because Augustine of Hippo was a Catholic, and a lot of his doctrine came from Augustine. So don't fall for it. John Calvin is a liar, and so are pretty much all Calvinists. I'm sure there are some Calvinists out there who are actually saved, who might have just been deceived, but for the most part, I would say avoid these major preachers and pastors who are Calvinists. So thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.